The bodies of at least 47 people, many of them strangled, were found in Baghdad over the past 24 hours. The killings appear to be part of the sectarian violence that has swept Iraq over the past year, violence that has intensified following the bombing of a major Shiite shrine last month. As NPR's Anne Garrels reports from Baghdad, the killings are taking place as the country's political leaders struggle to put together a new government.
Under the Constitution, the new parliament is supposed to convene no later than Sunday, but it appears Iraq's political leaders have agreed to postpone the opening session by several days. But that's all they've agreed on. Politicians representing the Kurds, Sunni Arabs, and secularists have all called for the Shiite alliance to withdraw Ibrahim Jaafari as its nominee for prime minister. They oppose Jaafari on the grounds he's ineffectual and so divisive he would be unable to form a government that represents the interests of all Iraqis. The U.S. ambassador has been meeting with all the political factions trying to resolve the impasse. American officials fear a bitter, protracted battle over the formation of the new government will strengthen the insurgency and heighten sectarian strife. The death toll in Baghdad continues to be high. When American soldiers responded to reports of a suspicious vehicle parked on the side of a road, they discovered 18 bodies packed into a minibus in a predominantly Sunni district. The corpses were bound at the wrists, strangled, and stripped of any personal identification. Another 18 bodies were washed up into a water treatment facility, a grim collection area for bodies dumped into waterways. At least 11 other bodies were found dumped in 4 other locations. Most have not yet been identified, but the appearance of so many bodies suggests that sectarian violence is continuing. And there are continued concerns, especially among the minority Sunnis, that Shiite-run police units are behind some of the killings. An incident today in Baghdad indicates just how suspicious Iraqis are of renegade police units or people posing as police. When men in uniforms raided a security company this afternoon, detaining 50 employees, first reports suggested this was a kidnapping. Adding to the confusion, Interior Ministry officials initially said they had not authorized the raid. But other officials have since confirmed this was an official action aimed at shutting down unlicensed security companies, a booming business in today's Baghdad, where officials regularly travel with cars full of bodyguards. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.